I am here at CAPCA 2015 being held in Reno, Nevada, and I'm at the BASF booth where I am talking with Kate Walker. Kate, there are some things going on with grapes, and I know that you work with grapes quite a bit. Let's talk about powdery mildew. What's going on there?
So this year with powdery mildew in some select areas, they had very high pressure. It was a really high pressure year because the grapes were early. They kind of, some folks maybe had some disease come out before they were prepared for it, or typically earlier than what they've seen before. So they really struggled with powdery mildew this year. It was an unnaturally high pressure situation out there.
What's the best thing for a grower to do if they are seeing a lot of this?
So one of the best things that they can do, obviously, is scout early. During vegetative growth, grapes, the young grape leaves are very susceptible to powdery mildew. So it's important to be out into the, you know, in the field, looking around, looking for any signs of powdery mildew. Because those young leaves are susceptible, you want to get your fungicide program started early and protect that new growth.
And is there a particular fungicide that BASF would recommend?
Yes, we've seen outstanding control with Pristine fungicide. Our recommended rate for powdery mildew is 12.5 ounces per acre. It's very compatible with a lot of materials that you can put in the tank. We recommend our fungicides go out with an adjuvant for proper coverage. And if you start early, you're going to see very good season-long control with a material like Pristine. We also offer Vivondo fungicide for powdery mildew as well. Vivondo fungicide is a unique mode of action. It's in the frat group U8. There's no other product registered in that frat group, so it's a really good alternator to manage resistance.
You know, let's talk a little bit about alternating with your mode of action. Why is that important?
Well, it's really important because powdery mildew produces a lot of spores. During optimum conditions, the spore cycle can be as tight as 5 days. So you have a lot of new spores being produced, and you want to make sure that you're not hitting that population with a chemistry that's activating at the same binding site over and over and over, because you'll select for spores that are resistant to those chemistries. So it's really important. It's a numbers game. You want to mix up those frac numbers as much as possible. And thankfully, with a pathogen like powdery mildew, there are a number of products available to rotate.
Can I switch crops on you now?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about strawberries. What's going on in strawberries?
So this year with strawberries, strawberries are grown throughout the year up and down the coast. So wintertime in the south, sort of mid-spring and summer in the central coast, and then up north later into the summer and plantings in the fall. So disease spectrum can vary quite a bit based region to region. Some of the diseases that cropped up this year that they haven't normally seen in years past are things like anthracnose or colitis. We've heard that there was quite a bit of anthracnose pressure this year. Thankfully, we have another fungicide available, Marivon. It's a dual mode of action that is very effective against anthracnose.
How about vegetables? Anything going on with vegetable crops?
So lettuce this year, we had a lot of success with our lettuce crop. There was some late season downy mildew pressure. Some late rains came in later in the summer in the Salinas Valley and caused some flare-ups in some area. They had combating, close to harvest, which can be problematic.
All right. Thank you for your time today, Kate.
Absolutely.